Espresso English Podcast, Episode 66, How to Pronounce ED in English Verbs. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. One common pronunciation mistake I've seen in a lot of English learners involves how to pronounce ED at the end of regular verbs in English. So today I want to explain the three different ways to pronounce the ED ending, along with lots of examples that you can listen to and repeat. So the first category of verbs includes verbs that end in T and D sounds. And after verbs ending in T and D sounds, the ED ending is pronounced like id, with an extra syllable. For example, want and wanted. The word want has one syllable, and wanted has two syllables. The verb decide has two syllables, and the past tense, decided, has three syllables. Let's practice some of these words. You can listen and repeat after me. Wanted. I wanted to leave. Printed. We printed the document. Hated. He hated the movie. Started. The baby started to cry. Attempted. They attempted to fix the machine. Decided. She decided not to travel. Downloaded. We downloaded the file. Ended. The class ended early. Guarded. The player guarded the goal. Exploded. The bomb exploded. So remember, ED is only pronounced like ed with an extra syllable if the main verb ends in T or D. The second category is when ED is pronounced like T, with no extra syllable. ED is pronounced like T after verbs ending in S, X, K, P, F, SH, and CH sounds. For example, the verb miss. The past tense is missed. Don't say missed. That's not correct. It's just missed with a t sound at the end. The verb stop ends in a p sound. The past tense is stopped. Stopped. We have p, the p sound, followed by t, the t sound. Don't say stopped. That's not correct. Let's practice with some examples. Listen and repeat. Missed. We missed the train. Fixed. She fixed the television. Liked. I liked the restaurant. Stopped. They stopped playing. Laughed. We laughed at the joke. Brushed. She brushed her hair. Worked. You worked late yesterday. Watched. The kids watched the game. Introduced. I introduced myself. Developed. They developed a friendship. The final category of verbs includes all the other verbs that weren't included in the first two categories. And in this category, the ed ending is pronounced like a d, d, with no extra syllable. For example, the verb arrive has two syllables, and the past tense is arrived. It also has two syllables. Don't say arrived with three syllables. That's not correct. The verb clean has one syllable, and the past tense is cleaned. It also has one syllable. Don't say cleaned. That's not correct. Let's practice with some examples and sentences. Played. We played tennis last week. Arrived. You arrived early. Used. I used too much salt in the recipe. Called. She called her parents. Allowed. I allowed my kids to have ice cream. Cleaned. They cleaned the windows. Argued. He argued with the boss. Compared. We compared the two options. Annoyed. The situation annoyed me. Analyzed. I analyzed the data. I hope this lesson has helped clarify how to pronounce the ed sound at the end of English verbs so that you can say it correctly and not make any pronunciation mistakes when speaking. If you want to speak English more clearly and confidently, check out the American English Pronunciation course. It will help you improve your spoken English in 30 days by going through all the sounds of English with lots of practice. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the American English Pronunciation course. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.